The CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to guarantee abortion access in state law could get its final House vote today. Lawmakers gave it preliminary approval Saturday after nearly 24 hours of debate. The issue is split on party lines. Democrats argue it will protect women's health care decisions should the federal right to an abortion be struck down. Republicans say the bill is inhumane because it enshrines abortion in Colorado law and states that fertilized eggs, embryos, and fetuses have no legal rights. From the House, the bill would move on to the state Senate. An attempt to do away with a requirement that half of a teacher's evaluation be based on student test scores has failed at the Capitol. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Teachers say there is no evidence that after 12 years, the law has led to better teacher or student performance. In emotional testimony, instructors argued the requirement has stripped teaching of its creativity. Educator Brooke Williams said the standardized test is not an accurate reflection of what a student knows.
I can tell you that the reality is some students just don't test well. Many students have test anxiety, language and access barriers, unstable homes, and some don't even know where they're going to sleep at night.
In killing the bill, lawmakers said teacher evaluation should be better defined. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party is gearing up for this year's elections. Party Chair Christy Burton Brown tells Colorado Matters that the issue of alleged election fraud is not a high priority.
People don't want to constantly dwell in the past. They want to dwell in the future. Solving the problems like the record high, 25-year high in violent crime that's hurting our kids in our neighborhoods. They want to figure out how to solve the cost of living in Colorado, bring more affordable housing to our state.
Colorado's primary elections are in June. Travelers will see some changes at Denver International Airport this week as construction proceeds on the Great Hall renovation. DIA says construction walls will be set up on the Level 4 train platform. Metro Denver has a sunny day, highs in the 50s, then warmer tomorrow. Same for Grand Junction with highs in the 50s this afternoon. This is CPR News.